Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thank you. That, and I'm with James, and again back with Bob Chapman and some of the other people. At this point in time, I mean, sometimes you just let's just not participate. You know, you've got your money, put it in gold and silver. You may not make much money at this point in time, but at least you're not financing the crimes that are being committed against us. So that's my comment.
All right, fine. How would you respond to John, James Corbett? What are your thoughts on his remarks?
Well, I'm very glad to hear that reflected back from a listener, because that's exactly my position in all of this, that you can get Federal Reserve notes out of this system and playing the game that they're playing, but that's really not what I'm interested in at the end of the day. What I'm interested in is transferring over to a different economic system that isn't controlled by people who literally control the creation of money itself. And unless we understand that this game is rigged at the very basic level of what money is and how it functions in our economy, until we realize how thoroughly we're controlled by these banksters and the people in charge of this system, I don't think there's hope. So I'm very glad to hear a listener picking up on that and agreeing that it really is about what we choose to participate in, and we don't have to participate in their economy, or at least we can start detaching ourselves from it piece by piece.
And basically, of course, we had a fairly stable economic system up until 1971, when President Nixon took us off the gold standard. People do not remember, but we had a very house. You could buy a nice house, a beautiful house, for $10,000, $15,000. That same house today will cost you 10 times that much. And basically, they've effectively destroyed the value of our currency. And they've done this intentionally and knowingly, but we're coming to the end of the cycle. But ladies and gentlemen, God is going to hold the American people guilty for what we've done in Syria, where we've financed the terrorists over there, killed over 162,000 innocent civilians, and their blood is on the hands of everybody listening to this program who is not speaking out against the corruption or the people who are buying the stocks that are benefiting from this genocidal program being waged against humanity today. And God certainly always turns against a nation that turns against him. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. John, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
One last little quick one. I was talking with a guy, and we, you know, the question came up whether are things getting better or are things getting worse? And, of course, I thought things are getting much worse. And he pointed out something that really sort of was a wake-up call to me. He said, have you ever seen, like at halftime, a marching band in a football stadium? And they do this routine where they start, the guy in the lead, he swings around and then starts winding into a circle, like the little convolutions as everyone's turning in. And he says, everybody in the band is simply watching the back of the head of the person in front of him and following his lead. And, of course, the person behind that guy is doing the same. And he said, the person in front of you is actually cycling in, and the person behind you is cycling in. But once you get to the center, the person in the lead turns and starts cycling out. Now, the person in front of you is cycling out. The person in behind you is cycling out. But when you look to your side, the person to your side is cycling in, and the person to the other side is cycling in. What happens is the person who's lead I'm following this person is actually cycling out. The person who's following my lead is cycling out. And even though I look to the side, things are getting worse. But the person in front of me, things are getting better. The person behind me, things are getting better. And for me, things are getting better so long as I'm following that path. And I think that's important for all of us to follow in terms of integrity, virtue, the principles that are taught on this show and with the guests and what have you. And I think so long as we just do that, each one of us follow the lead of someone who is showing a good example, and the person behind us is doing the same thing, things are getting better.
Well, tell that to the people over there in Syria. But anyway, John. But
those people are off to our sides, Dr. Stan. We have to start somewhere.
Okay.
And so long as each person, and you're doing it, and you may not see this, but you and the people that are your guests and what have you are showing a path out, like with James and what have you. And so what happens is, even though we look to the side, the people who aren't yet cycling out, they're still cycling in. Things
okay,
are still
fine. I appreciate your remarks very much. Thank you so much. And how would you respond to what John was saying there, James? Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I like the analogy in some ways. It's the idea of the ripple effect or what have you, that we don't really know the ultimate extent of what our actions are doing, but we are living examples for other people. And I think we should keep our actions in mind for that, rather than just looking at what dollars and cents we can make out of the markets today, to have that sense that we are actually living in a moral and ethical framework that will impact on other people is an important perspective to keep it in. I don't think we should be just simply following leaders or expecting others to simply follow us, but we all do look at and look to people who are examples that we can point to of what we want to achieve. So the more people who are out there actively spreading the information that we're talking about here and actively trying to change their lifestyle as a result of it, the more people will follow that example. So it is an important analogy to keep in mind.
Do you think there is a general awakening? In other words, are more people awake today than there were a year ago, do you think?
Well, it's difficult for me to say because I'm so heavily involved in this that it might be difficult for me to see that forest for the trees. But all I can say is that certainly my website has grown and grown and grown over the last several years, much, much more than I ever expected it ever would. And now my voice literally reaches around the world and the audience continues to grow day by day. So I do know this message is getting further and further out there on a daily basis, and I really do believe it is having a greater and greater effect on people's mindset. And I think that we can see that the would-be elite, the people who shouldn't be the powers that be, are worried about this. And we see this from people like Zbigniew Brzezinski talking about the global political awakening, which he fears so much. So we are having an effect, and we have to continue increasing and amplifying what we're doing.
Well, you know, Chris, I come from a very limited area. We live in a small community. The only contact we have with people is by radio and the Internet. But, Sydney, are you getting response to our radio programs from other people, not only in America, but throughout the world, who are listening to our radio programs on a weekly basis?
I don't know where a lot of the listeners are coming from, but I do get feedback from listeners who do say that they found me through this program. So so I do know this word is getting out there, and I think that it's important for us to continue using this platform for what we really can achieve with it, which is not just informing people about market moves on a day-to-day basis, but again, setting that example of what we can actually achieve in terms of displacing or replacing or growing around the system that they're trying to construct around us.
Well, I certainly appreciate your being with us every week, certainly for this conference. I really appreciate your work. I think that you're certainly on the front lines of this battle. I think you're doing a great job, and I hope we can continue to rely upon you to be with us, at least as long as God provides me with the ability to continue doing what I'm doing.
Well, I certainly hope that I can be here with you to do that, and that's what we're here doing. And hopefully, again, this is reaching more and more people, and hopefully more people are starting to understand what's really underlying this system, which is not the growing wealth and capacity of the market, but just this game of musical chairs that we've been playing that unfortunately is going to leave a lot of people chairless, by which I mean, unfortunately, homeless at the end of the day. So we have to keep continuing spreading this message.
And how can people once again get in touch with your website?
That's CorbettReport.com, C-O-R-B-E-T-T report.com, and you can contact me directly via that website.
CorbettReport.com. Let me recommend you get in touch with that. And our guest has been James Corbett. James is with us every evening, every Monday evening at the same time. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be listening next week when James is with us once again. Good night, James. Thank you very much. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week, okay?
Thank you for having me on. Talk to you next week.
God bless. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and trying to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And most of what you read, what you see, what you listen to, what you hear, is controlled by six major corporations that are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book by that title, you need to get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-CD set on Control of the Media. And then, of course, we carry the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who is a left-winger. He thinks the right-wing controls the media. Of course, the right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media. And they're all wrong. The media is controlled, but it's controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a satanic movement which permeates every aspect of our society today and is intent upon the destruction of Christian civilization, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and ultimately the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and morality out of our country, and why they're doing everything they can to promote drugs and gangs and all the things that are breaking down our society. And you've got to help us in this struggle. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can help finance the network of radio stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we're reaching out across America, trying to get people to understand what's going on. We can't do this without you. Fortunately, we do have a group of people who've been with us for many years who support what we're doing. Now, some of those people are having real financial problems. I mean, certainly the economy is doing very poorly, as we pointed out, and certainly if you're one of those people who cannot afford to either support Radio Liberty or cannot afford to continue supporting Radio Liberty, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. We do need your help, because this is the only way we're going to be able to continue doing what we're doing. And we do hope that many people give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And certainly you do that by simply calling us 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pardon me, 1-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or certainly if you and capable of doing that, you can go to our website and you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day or 4 hours a day there on the Internet. You can read the various articles we have posted going back to the mid-1950s. Of course, William Grigg is writing the Radio Liberty newsletter at the present time, but we just certainly want you to go ahead and get the material. We want you to copy things off of our website, and we want you to make it a point to talk to at least 5 people every day and tell them about Radio Liberty. Tell them about the Brotherhood of Darkness. Tell them about the degree of control that exists over the American people. And if those 5 people would tell 5 other people, why, we could begin to turn this thing around in short order. That's what they did in Colorado, where they were able to get rid of at least 2 or 3 of the leading politicians there who had actually helped to do away with the guns, get the guns restricted there. And the people in Colorado were so incensed that they rose up and they got rid of those politicians. And we can do the same thing, but we need you to talk to people. It's talk is cheap. I'll tell you what, freedom is much more expensive. It once lost will never be regained. And so we encourage you certainly to actually get involved telling others about our program, encourage them to tell other people about the program and about what's really going on. And if you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you don't have the money, you can go up to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and scroll down to the video and scroll down video to the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can watch it there free of charge. So please, of course, we ask you to pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dane Wigginton, and we're going to be talking about geoengineering. Dane, thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, Stan. Thank you very much for addressing this dire issue.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you pick up on the story and just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in geoengineering and why we should be concerned about it.
It was not something I engaged in by choice. I'm a non-political person, a non-activist, but I have a background with renewable energy. I'm a former Bechtel Power employee. I know it's a bit of a four-letter word now. I moved to Northern California to try to find clean air. My home was on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. It's fully off-grid. When I began to lose 50, 60, sometimes 70, and 80% of my solar power uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting overhead, I certainly knew something was wrong and quickly came on the subject, Stan, of geoengineering, stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, which are global climate modification programs. And my life has been on hold since, just doing research and trying to get the word out on this issue, Stan.
How long have you been involved in researching this?
A bit over a decade.
All right, fine. Well, then, of course, that gives you the right to discuss it and test it intelligently. But, you know, when I first heard about this, I thought, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world, certainly. I mean, we all see these contrails up in the sky, and certainly that's just the planes going overhead and people saying that they're spraying, that they're altering our atmosphere, and they're putting things in the atmosphere that are bad for us and changing the weather. It sounded so preposterous until, of course, I began evaluating and studying it like you have. I'm sure I don't know as much as you do about it, but there is no question. Yes, there are contrails up there, but there are chemtrails up there. And what people never talk about is what there is in the jet fuel that is harmful to us. But you go ahead and pick up the story, Dane.
Yes, you know, first, as you were skeptical, I also was. I'd heard about this a couple of years prior to actually experiencing it. So I also was skeptical. On a condensation trail, a naturally occurring vapor trail, Stan, should be extremely short-lived, a few seconds. In fact, according to NOAA's original data on that, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, conditions required for a naturally occurring trail, 70 below zero, 70% humidity for a very, very brief, few-second-long trail. And I point this out to people. When you're walking down the street and you're exhaling and leaving on a cold day, leaving a fog from your breath, you don't walk down the street and see a trail hanging there for a mile behind you. And the same is true if it was a condensation trail. It would have to have a constant source of that emission in order to keep producing that trail. It would never spread across the whole sky, as we see happening with the what people term chemtrails, which is in fact a particulate trail. And this is not, according to all the data we have, it is not something added to the fuel. This is a much, much bigger disbursement, which is an actual payload sprayed disbursement. We're talking about, according to the geoengineers themselves, tens of millions of tons annually.
Of course, there is certainly elements where they actually are spraying. What about the jets? Is there anything in the jet fuel that would produce this problem, or is this all certainly in those instances where they're actually spraying?
Well, certainly, the combustion of jet fuel is a problem in and of itself. But all available data indicates we're talking about payload disbursements. So we're talking about quantities that are very, very significant.
In other words, basically, I think what we need to point out is we have several issues here. We have contrails, which, of course, have particulate matter, which is unhealthy. And actually, there's aluminum in jet fuel, which nobody will tell you. But then, of course, we have the chemtrails, where they actually are spraying. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver.
You're right ahead. So basically, now, who is doing the spraying? How is it done, and why is it being done?
There is little
as far as the who, Dan, you know, we can only isolate that down so far, but it certainly is clear all the NATO countries are involved in this issue, and it appears there are competing powers involved now also, Russia and China. China was quite open with their weather modification programs until their artificial ice-nucleated snowstorms over Beijing caused $1 billion worth of damage. And they have gone a bit into the shadows since then. But there has been collaboration between competing nations going back decades, in fact, clear into the Cold War, Stan. We just recently found some documentation that showed Russian weather modification scientists touring the U.S. weather modification facilities as far back as 1968 at the height of the Cold War. So there has been nationwide, you know, competing nations collaboration on this. And these programs appear to be about 6 decades old. And now we think that there's actually a tug of war of the atmosphere, the weather warfare scenario shaping up between Russia, China, on one end, and the Western powers on another. There appears to be enough data to back that up.
Most researchers, well, basically, why are they spraying?
There appears to be very many layers to that question. The stated purpose on multiple geoengineering paths is to slow the progression of climate change. Now, this is a real paradox because geoengineering can and does, the science backs this up, create large-scale cooling on a temporary basis at the cost of a worsened overall warming. And on our website, geoengineeringwatch.org, we've just posted an article that has links to NASA's own studies that verify that these aircraft trails, which we know the lingering ones to be taking the trails, are actually causing overall global warming. And this would be expected because they shred the ozone layer, they trap more heat than they deflect. And so, yes, they can block the sun, which is the stated purpose of the path, and cool regional areas, and they can ice nucleate storms to create artificial ice nucleation. There's paths to back that up. Cool down regions temporarily, but at the cost of a worsened overall warming. Strategic purposes, such as hiking, military documents owning the weather, U.S. military documents being the strategic purposes of controlling the weather. Then you have disaster capitalists like Monsanto that seem to be ready and waiting to capitalize off the geoengineer-created drought and the soils that are being sterilized from these toxic particulates.
So what you're suggesting is that there are multiple reasons for what's going on. Would that be a fair assessment?
Very fair, and I will take that further.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. In five, Dane, go right ahead.
Your scenario is quite correct, Stan. I mean, those who control the weather control the world. And I don't know the control is per se the right word because it seems to be increasingly out of control, and that's what we would expect. You can't hamper with systems that are so incredibly complex without doing horrific damage, and we see that damage occurring. For those that are starting to wonder about the weather, and I know many are now because we see swings, for example, Atlanta, Georgia, I believe 2 days ago was 85 degrees. Snow is forecast for tomorrow for the same region. In Northern California, we had record low temperatures 2 days ago. We hit record highs today. And this is exactly the sort of radical swings that one would expect with geoengineering. As they are damaging the atmosphere, they try to ever increase the size of these programs to cover up the damage they have already done, thus causing ever bigger swings in weather extremes. And we certainly are seeing those extremes. And on this snow, again, this is something it's difficult to get your arms around, that they are artificially nucleating snowstorms. What that means is that as the moisture comes in, it is chemically sprayed from above, and there are patents for this. We have two patents, one from NASA and one from, I believe, Raytheon, and the Chinese openly admitted they were doing this, but this causes what should have been a rainstorm to turn to a snowstorm. Snowflakes can start falling. It snowed yesterday in Montana at 40 degrees, other locations at 45. It's snowing on the East Coast tomorrow at 40 degrees.
And I think people have to understand that in years past, of course, that this was great for the ski resorts up in the Sierras, and they would actually pay, and you could actually hire people to change the weather. But if a ski resort, of course, has to have snow, and it weren't getting snow, they would actually go out and hire people to actually do the spraying and create the snowstorms. And they did this commercially, so they would have clients going up there. But of course, when you do that, why, because you take the water out of the atmosphere, and so you don't then get water to water our crops, and you get a drought over in the central part of the United States. Is that really what's going on, Dane?
That's exactly correct. And in comparison with the programs you mentioned, and those programs are absolutely real, but now the programs that are going on are so exponentially larger than those private operations that have been and still are going on, that they basically supersede any other effort to modify the weather. And now the impact they're having is so cataclysmic that there is really almost no natural weather at this point. And the problem with the nucleated storms, our forest up here from a storm that came in December 21st, our Northern California forest, and looks like a tornado went through. I mean, it uprooted trees, branches broken everywhere. And this is from a 15-inch snow that should have done no damage in a forest that's adapted for this. But this snow, when it's artificially ice nucleated, is extremely heavy. It's like concrete, sticks to the trees like glue, and does absolutely horrific damage. And we've tested the snow. We know the particulates are in it. We know the metals, the nucleation elements are in it, same as the patents. So, you know, we're really not guessing. This is going on. We see it on the radar. You can see the snow splash out, or the rain cells splash out snow for no reason at all. We hear the aircraft outside. We've done the lab tests, and again, the snow is completely unnatural, and this is happening almost as a rule now. They're artificially ice nucleating almost everything.
Well, Jane, what chemicals are they putting into the snow?
What we know for sure in large quantities, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese. Researchers from Norway and Germany have recently contacted us at geoengineeringwatch.org, and they've done 60-some-odd lab tests, and they're finding now fluoride in the last 60 tests they took. Now, you know, we're not completely sure of the impacts of the fluoride or the potential goals for that particular metal. Perhaps if we won't drink it in the water, they'll just put it in the rainforest.
But basically, of course, aluminum is a poison. I mean, aluminum, it decreases fertility, it produces cancer, produces all sorts of enzyme and hormonal upsets in individuals. Manganese, you mentioned, is certainly an extremely poisonous metal. And yet you're suggesting they're actually spraying that into the atmosphere. It's coming down in our water, in our snow, and it turns to water. And then we drink that, and we must then be getting a great deal of aluminum in our water.
There is no other possibility. And I have, in fact, been called to a closed-door meeting for the Environmental Waste Department from Northern California to test the Sacramento River, which is the drinking water for Southern California. And they have not allowed any of the tests to be released yet, but they're getting massive spikes of aluminum in the Sacramento River.
Well, are anybody concerned about this in the government? Do they understand what's happening and the implications of this?
They seem to understand, but they are, quite simply because they have no First Amendment right, they are afraid to speak out. I personally spoke to NOAA scientists 3 months ago who were, in their words, alarmed as hell, but are afraid to speak on the record right now.
Let me just comment, of course, we've done a fair amount of research on this. There's a group, of course, of environmentalists who've gone to all of the five major oceans, and they did this over a period of a number of years, to study the whales, to biopsy the whales, to see how the whales were doing. And, of course, what they do is they use some sort of a little dart and to take a little biopsy of the whales. They get up close to them, and then send something over there on the end of a string, and then they'd pull it back and they'd analyze the fat, the blubber, the whales. What did they find? A 2,000% increase in the aluminum in the blubber of whales. And basically, of course, this is devastating. In fact, they had a hard time finding out what all the other chemicals were in the blubber because of the massive levels of aluminum were poisoning the oceans and our rivers and our atmosphere with aluminum, which is a deadly poison. Doesn't anybody understand the implications, Dane?
One would think that more would understand the gravity of this, Dan, but when you have, for example, internationally recognized geoengineers like David Keith at the first, last, and only conference where they allowed journalists to attend, and this is on film and on the record, where David Keith was cornered and asked the question, has any studies been done with their proposals, which, you know, they won't admit to doing it, but their proposal is 20 million tons of aluminum in the atmosphere. He tried to avoid the question at first, saying, well, there's a paraphrase, there's a lot of junk in the air anyway, a little more won't hurt. But when pinned down again and asked specifically, had any studies been done, his answer was patently no, nothing, no study, human respiratory, environmental toxicity, nothing. So what sort of a scientist just decides to go ahead and spew this stuff everywhere and not do a single study? And that's the cavalierness which with these people operate, Stan.
Well, of course, it's either cavalier or they know exactly what they're doing, and they realize, of course, that they are destroying the very structure of human life here because, of course, they're putting all of these toxic substances into the atmosphere. In fact, we have a little poem in my talk on Agenda 21. You know, they're poisoning the forest and they're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our children, but few people care. They're poisoning the forest. They're poisoning the trees. We're even using insecticides that poison the bees, and goes on simply to point out that there is an organized effort to poison every aspect of society. It's part of population control. People see it's so incredible. Nobody in their right mind would do that. And I would agree, nobody in their right mind would. Or not necessarily dealing with people in their right mind. I think most of the people who study this, it just stretch their heads and say, I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. And I used to be one of those. In fact, I got started this back in 1986, studying the AIDS epidemic. And the fact that we weren't trying to stop the spread of AIDS using any of the standard public health measures that, of course, we could have stopped the AIDS epidemic. You know, in 1986, we did not. As a result, about 40 million people have died, another 20 or 30 million infected. They're all going to die in Botswana. 46 or 48% of all the pregnant women, they test every pregnant woman in Botswana and the southern part of Africa when she's before she delivers. 46%, 48% HIV infected. They're all going to die. And after a while, I finally had to come to a conclusion what was going on. Didn't make any sense unless maybe somebody knew exactly what they were doing. And, of course, that's the basis of my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. If you haven't read it out there in the audience, well, worthwhile. That was the reading, except for the one mistake I made, and that is that I did not understand when I wrote it, that AIDS is not simply an accidental disease that came out of nowhere, so it didn't come from a monkey biting somebody or somebody eating a monkey. This is a man-made disease. We know. How do we know? One of the people who was involved creating the AIDS virus was dying. He went to Dr. Gary Glum, told him the story. The book is told in a book called A Full Disclosure. You can buy a copy for only $80 on Amazon. Only $80.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dane Wigginton. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And of course, Dane is talking about how the aluminum in the atmosphere is getting into the trees. It's damaging the roots. The tree begins to shut down, then becomes very susceptible to all sorts of diseases. Are you seeing a lot of increased diseases and death among the trees there in Northern California?
Absolutely epidemic. And again, the most recent figures that I have seen on global species extinction rate, the figures now are between 1,000 times and 10,000 times natural variability. That's between 100,000% and 1,000,000% of normal. And 70 to 80% of these species extinctions, Stan, plant and animal, are fungally related. So, yes, we're seeing horrific tree death. In fact, specifically fungal infection with oaks, manzanita, very hardy brush. And it's a very complex situation, not much study available on the various effects, but the bioavailable aluminum weakening the organism, then sterilizing the soil, which cleans the slate for fungal proliferation. And the forest looks horrible. Absolutely. Many plants aren't even germinating. Those that do germinate won't flower. Those that do flower won't fruit. It's absolutely changing the environment by the day.
And Chris Dane simply talks about the fact how this is actually changing the temperature of the air, changing the temperature of the water, and certainly it's warming up there in the Arctic Ocean. And basically, of course, there's a release of methane and certainly from the ocean floor. And this is simply having a devastating effect on both plant and animal life. And all of this is changing. You're not hearing about this because people who work certainly in the scientific field are afraid to speak out. Most of them are. Now, the information is there, and certainly it sounds like Dane has a wonderful website. I know our good friend Rosalind Peterson has 40,000 of references to scientific and government articles going into the background of geoengineering. The information is there. If you're out there listening audience, do you really care that they're destroying our air? and they're destroying our water, and they're destroying our animals, and they're destroying our forests, and they're destroying every aspect of society. And certainly by putting this material into the air, well, then, of course, when you have rain, it comes down, it gets into the certainly into the soil, it gets into the rivers, it gets into the sea, and of course, it's poisoning the whales, as we pointed earlier, with a 2,000% increase in the level of aluminum found in the blubber of whales. And where is the outcry? Well, there's no outcry because people don't believe it. And if they hear it, they're going to say it couldn't be true. Nothing like this could be going on or we would know about it. Don't you think that that really is sort of almost an act of denial on people's part because they don't want to believe it, so they don't believe it?
I absolutely think that's a very primal mechanism to filter out what's is too scary to face, and I think that's exactly what's going on. And the degree of particulate matter in the sky, Stan, and people should understand, it's not just because you don't see its horizon to horizon trail doesn't mean you're not looking at spray or breathing spray. Unless you see a blue sky and white clouds, you are probably seeing particulate matter. These dirty cobweb-looking clouds, wispy-looking clouds, an overstory that looks dirty above natural cumulus clouds. There is so much particulate matter in the atmosphere right now that global dimming, a term most people are not familiar with, is fully considered to be at least 20%. What that means is that 20% of the sun's direct rays, which used to hit the planet 5 decades ago, no longer do. This is because the planet is basically encased in a cocoon of toxic metal particulates. And so, again, we have no natural weather at this point. That is the degree to which they have saturated the atmosphere. And it is literally ripping the web of life apart, as you mentioned.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is an incredible story, but unfortunately, it is incredibly true. These things are going on. They're not accidental. They're taking place. And the fact that most people don't understand this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think, and ultimately then over what the American people believe. Well, if you have a question on this, certainly Dane is certainly one of the leading people doing the research on this, and it's vitally important that people understand we need people out on the front lines. And of course, well, I can't do this because I have to cover everything from population control to the reason of wars to the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly, I spent 10 years working on the AIDS epidemic, and of course I eventually realized that it was part of a much bigger issue. I mean, certainly they've only killed 40 million people with it and infect another 30 million or so, but this is certainly minuscule compared with what we're up against. They intend to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world, and they're not joking, ladies and gentlemen. They're deadly, deadly serious.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Sidney Dane Wigginton, and he's basically talking about what's going on. We had, of course, Grant calling us from Spokane, Washington, talking to Sidney about how as he goes into Washington, as he goes into northern Idaho, he sees the trees dying, and we've heard this story from a number of people. In fact, we have a number of oak trees around where I live, and it's amazing how many of them have died. Nobody comments on it. Nobody's even seems to pay much attention to the fact. We just hope it's all going to go away, but I don't think it's going to. I think we're going to see the destruction of humanity and of living matter, and they know exactly what they're doing. And that is, of course, why they, of course, they're replacing all the seeds of used by farmers all throughout America. Now, fortunately, they won't allow this over in Europe because they know what's going on, but here in America, certainly so many of our major crops are contaminated with genetically modified food, seeds. And the reason, of course, they're doing this is to destroy our seed crops. The people who are doing this, however, have something called the Doomsday Seed Bank. It's up about 600 miles from the North Pole. It's under armed guard, a cave, and an island, Norwegian island. There they have heirloom seeds. They want them there when they start in all over again. After, I think, what their goal is to destroy humanity. And when that comes about, then they'll start in. And people say, who in their right mind would do that? And the answer is nobody in their right mind. Grant, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes. I'm in the health field. I'm a dentist. And one of the things that I've also noticed with my patients in the last year is the change in the saliva, which I think might be related to the Morgellons, which you're probably familiar with. But I've found strings of saliva that I could stretch out to 2 to 3 feet from inside the patient's mouth, and normal saliva does not do that. So this somehow having an effect on people.
Grant, do you use mercury fillings?
We do periodically, but these are from people from all backgrounds, both with and without mercury fillings.
Okay, well, yeah. I hope you're going to get rid of those mercury fillings because they really aren't safe. And if you need information, we'll be glad to provide it for you. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
The other question that Dane might be able to shed some light on, I've been noticing for the last year or so, around from the hours from about 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., right around dinner time, sometimes around noontime, that there's a sulfur smell in the atmosphere. And But the problem was I used to go walking in that time, and when that smell was out there, I would come back with a severe headache, and then the muscles on the back of my neck would be sore. And
Dave, do you have any thoughts at all about that?
Now, you know, again, that is what is mentioned in quote-unquote geoengineering proposals, you know, the use of sulfur, and as of yet, it seems the heavy metals have been the material of choice, but at any given moment, we have no idea what they may be dispersing in their ongoing experimentation. So it's quite possible you do smell that.
Grant, is it basically, of course, it's all top secret and it's all classified. And if you were to put this material out, why, they could put you in prison because you're not supposed to let the public know the truth. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Grant. Good to hear from you. And before we go on, I want you to go ahead and get your website out once again, Dane, so people would know how to get in touch with you. And if you want to put out a telephone number or anything, let's do it right now before we forget.
Anybody that has any information to pass on can do it at our contact at geoengineeringwatch.org. And again, for people that are trying to disseminate information, trying to raise awareness, it's good to have a source, a site to send people to help raise that awareness. And we are completely non-political. It's only on this issue. And Michael Murphy's film also, Why in the World Are They Spraying, at whyintheworldarethespraying.com, another a great tool to try to wake people up.
In fact, we have actually both of those, What in the World Are They Spraying, Why in the World Are They Spraying. We actually have, of course, you don't have a DVD or anything like that, do you?
I don't. I mean, I work directly with Michael.
Maybe we'll have to get you down maybe when we do our next conference and you could give a talk for us. We already have one, but the more talks we have on this subject, the better. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Eric, who's calling us from Compton, California. I haven't heard from Compton for a long time, but Eric, good to hear from you again. Question or comment?
Real quick comment. You trust me. I'm always listening to you, Dr. Stan.
Okay,
never
God bless. Well, I just hadn't heard from you in a long time. Go ahead.
Two quick issues. I've noticed I live in Southern California. I take a certain freeway, and when I'm up there, I can see the mountains pretty clearly. There seems to be a lack of snow this year, Dane, and it's kind of puzzling with as cold as it's been.
That cold you feel was very temporary. Same we felt here. And again, there's another aspect of this that we have not been discussing, and that is the manipulation of the jet stream with the ionosphere heaters. That's HARP installations, High Altitude Auroral Research Project is the acronym, and there appears to be 18 of these facilities around the globe. The cold event that just happened caused record cold along much of the West Coast. It was an incredibly anomalous and really historically unprecedented jet stream. It is absolutely clear they are manipulating the jet stream. When these ionosphere heaters heat the atmosphere, it causes a bulge in the atmosphere, which acts as a pulley for the jet stream. And they can keep that locked in place, keeping cold air pumping down. This jet stream went straight north, straight into central Canada, and straight south, almost northeast to southwest. It's not just unusual, it's wrong. And the Weather Channel meteorologists were trying to explain how this could happen. And, you know, the degree to which they are manipulating things right now is absolutely beyond comprehension. So that cold event is short-lived. It is from jet stream manipulation, which pushes cold air south very temporarily. Watch how fast attempts rebound once this event passes.
Eric, anything else you wanted to ask?
Yeah, this is a little above my IQ levels. I don't want to explain how does that work with the lack of snow? Because of the cold spell isn't real, it's not natural.
Well, again, one little cold event's not going to fill the mountains with snow. You know, the moisture in the atmosphere overall, Eric, when you saturate the atmosphere with particulates, you reduce the overall moisture in the atmosphere. When a storm moves in and they artificially nucleate it, which cools the air down, that also diminishes the overall precipitation which falls. So they can take temperatures that were far above freezing, get some snowflakes to fall, but not nearly as much as would have fallen had it been natural cold under natural conditions. The overall moisture goes way down. That's why we have massive protracted drought in the continental U.S., because they are saturating the atmosphere with particulates, and that diminishes and disperses rainfall, period. And on top of that, the planet is getting warmer, period. Warmer planet, less snow, period, even with ice nucleation. And again, this is not about Al Gore or carbon credits. This is about reality.
Apparently, you know, a lot of the Arctic ice cap is melting. The Arctic ice cap is melting, and they're basically even talking, you know, about doing excessive drilling for natural gas and oil up off the north coast of Alaska. Okay, and Eric, anything else you want to ask before we listen?
So that last explanation was very good. I understood that.
Okay,
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Robert, who's calling us from Spokane Valley. Again, of course, our telephone number is 24 Liberty. 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. And let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Hey, wonderful. How about you folks? You're doing a wonderful job there. I appreciate it very much. And I've got three quick questions here, I guess. The first one is this phenomena occurring in the southern hemisphere as well?
Okay, let's say one question at a time. Is this phenomenon appearing in the southern hemisphere, Dane?
Absolutely, positively. And there are Skywatch groups in Argentina, Chile. These are groups that monitor the aerosol operations. Australia, New Zealand, absolutely positively, both hemispheres. And it appears to have been going over both poles for probably 5 to 6 decades, Robert.
Okay, next question.
Oh, all right, this is a quickie. Do you have any idea what elevation these aircraft are dispersing this stuff at?
It varies tremendously depending on conditions and weather fronts. We see KC-135 as low as 18,000 feet, sometimes dumping huge swaths. And we see planes flying at commercial heights, which people have identified from GPS tracking to be commercial carriers. Again, I'm not implicating commercial pilots at all. I believe that any operations using a commercial aircraft are remote GPS controlled and don't involve any commercial carrier personnel. But we see 3-engine jets flying at 40,000 feet, leaving one trail. Well, how does a 3-engine jet leave one trail? So, you know, we believe they're part of these programs, Project Cloverleaf. People can look that up online. So we see multiple elevations from very low to very high, depends on weather conditions and storm conditions and whatever they're trying to accomplish at the time.
Okay, and a telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Robert, did you have another question?
Oh, just a quick comment. Apparently, the instigators of this phenomena deem themselves to be immune to the effects of it, you know, which is kind of amazing in and of itself. So
they are not. In fact, you see, George Bush Sr. just got out of a 2-month stint in the hospital for respiratory issues, you know, and they are not immune to this. And again, the climate feedback loops, which they have triggered, the methane mass expulsion being one, ozone depletion another, they are not immune to what they have done. They are in the same boat we are in. They will sink in the same boat we sink in if these programs continue. So
let me just comment. Those of you who would like to check into this, Jesse Ventura has done some wonderful, wonderful programs. And one of them, of course, was on the underground facilities that are being developed. And certainly he talks at least 100 of them in the United States. I suspect they're all throughout the world. But you can see that's his articles on YouTube. We've studied this. If it was simply Jesse, I'd say, well, I like Jesse, but you know, we'd certainly want to verify it. But we have our good friend, certainly Bob Fletcher, who's actually verified it. He's been into some of these underground facilities. We do know there was a gentleman who had written, he was a PhD, had written a couple of books about the underground facilities that they have. Here they went after him. They destroyed him. They blacklisted him. Last thing I heard, this PhD was washing windows in Arizona. We're not talking about something imaginary. Why would they have all of these massive underground facilities fully stocked with food and water and medical supplies? What are they there for? Well, maybe they know something the rest of us don't know. Anything else, Robert?
Well, apparently they're going to get caught in their own snare, and I guess that's the way it's going to wind up.
Well, I think that many of these people actually believe in themselves, sort of like gods, you know, look what we can do. And they hold the reins of power, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, because, of course, America is the most powerful force in the world today. And we have a parent government, but we have an invisible government controlled by evil and wicked people who would be as God. And I believe that the real God in heaven is not very happy, and I really fear that we're going to find he's going to bring his vengeance upon the people of this country, not because of what they've done, but because of what they haven't done. Because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we are talking, Robert, about organized evil. Anything else, Robert?
Well, they become victims to the evils they impose.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dane Wigington. And are you working with these other groups in the Southern Hemisphere that are monitoring this?
We have fairly regular communication. There's groups trying to form even a larger platform, people from UK. So there is a knitting together now of a lot of these separate groups. And I think, again, with people who understand the gravity of this issue, this is not just another issue. If this issue continues, if it is not brought to light and to a halt, not much else matters, Dan.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and certainly I hope you'll include us. We are not going to put all of our time on this, but we think it's an important issue. We've covered it many times before, but I'm certainly happy now to know that you are also on top of this, and we'll try to get you onto all of our other networks and programs. As you know, we have 4-7 networks we do every single week, and some of them have reached some large segments of the population, and of course we overlap with other people doing the same thing. But, of course, I like to think that, of course, we have a better grasp of it than everybody else, but I'm sure that's really not true at all. Anyway, we do our best to get people informed, and I think that the people who listen to our programs have a pretty good overview of so many of the things going on. But I think this is something we really need to emphasize, because this is going to affect our health and the health of our children. And we would talk about future generations, but if we don't stop this, there may be very few people in those future generations. What are the thoughts you'd like to leave for our listeners tonight?
Well, you know, I would say your last sentiment is absolutely true. I mean, we are in the sixth great mass extinction on the planet right now. And again, the species extinction rate I mentioned from 1,000 to 10,000 times natural variability. And for those that are digging in with their bunkers and those underground military or government people, the mechanisms they have triggered in which they continue to feed with the spraying have extremely long equilibrium periods, as much as 10 million years based on past events. So I don't think they can store that much food in their bunkers. And again, if these programs are not brought to light to a halt based on all available data, we believe geoengineering to be the greatest and most immediate threat to all that lives, short of nuclear catastrophe. But everyone can help with this, Dan. Everyone can do a tremendous amount of good from their own home computer by finding data, credible articles, a source for more information, find groups, organizations, and individuals that would care if they only knew autism groups, Alzheimer's groups, ADD, ag groups, fishing groups, environmental groups. Send them a flaming arrow. Send them a heads up. Send them a credible message with credible data. Send them a copy of Michael Murphy's film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? He has not copyrighted that. If you buy a copy from your organization or his, you can make other duplicates from that and pass them out. And you know, we all need to carry this torch, because this is the deciding issue. Stratospheric aerosol geoengineering is virtually killing life from top to bottom. So this is something we all need to involve ourselves with and help to bring to light.
And, of course, there are two, actually, films there. What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, we feature spot, I think, 10 or maybe 15 of one of those two films. We work very closely with Michael. He's done an excellent job. And we just talked to him a couple of days ago. But what in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is very real. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, if you'd like to, of course, get those DVDs, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And of course, we have a 4-tape set on geoengineering. But we also have an excellent DVD on geoengineering. We want you to get the information. We want you to get it out. And of course, as far as I'm concerned, anything that I have produced, we have our permission to replicate. And apparently, Michael Murphy has given you permission to reduplicate his What in the World Are We Spraying? Get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the front lines of an obvious effort to destroy Christian civilization.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. the U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Stan, of course, our guest is Dave. We continue. He's talking about, of course, how the methane is going to bring us into the Venus syndrome. That's the Venus syndrome, and if you want to know what that is, well, you're just going to have to keep listening to Radio Liberty, because we'll have a Dane back to talk about that. Now, if you want to really understand what we're up against, let me suggest to you, at least as far as geoengineering is concerned, the excellent DVD, the talk that Rosalind Peterson gave October 21st last year. It's available on DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. And Rosalind, one of her friends, give a talk, and then there are all sorts of amazing DVDs. You can actually see these chemtrails and contrails like you've never seen them before. Then, of course, we carry the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Why in the World Are They Spraying? That's two DVDs, both put out by Michael Murphy, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-CD set on geoengineering. They all can be gotten. We want you to get the information. We want you to copy everything we have and get it out across America. Now, you have to be like Paul Revere and help us to get this out. Now, the program this evening was excellent with Dane, and we're going to, of course, get him on to all of our programs again, because we think his material is vitally, vitally important. So our plea to you is get the information. And if you'd like to get a copy of Dane's talk tonight, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you must understand that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And if you're in a position to help us, give us a call. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can take our newsletters. You can get our four best tapes of the month or CDs of the month, or get our newsletter together. And then, of course, you can simply donate to us. You can advertise with us. But under any circumstances, get involved. We're on the front lines of this battle. We're under attack medically and economically, and we're under attack from certainly the poisoning of the atmosphere. We're under attack from poisoning of the food. We're under attack from poisoning the forests. They know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our children with vaccinations, and few people care. They're poisoning the forest. They're poisoning the trees. They're even using insecticides that poison the bees, and they are. They're destroying humanity and God's work, and I, of course, you must understand that God is going to intervene. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you have read it, I hope you agree with me that it's well worthwhile, and it has an important message. And if you'd like to get a case of the books, we're trying to get it reprinted. You can get a case of the books for actually $150. You'll get 64 books, which will actually mean that you'll be paying less than $2.40 per book. And of course, to defray the cost of shipping, I will be glad to send you a free either 4-CD set or a free DVD, something we produced. And so just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you can get a case, it'll help us, but it'll give you a vehicle by which you can actually reach others with the truth, information you're not going to get out through regular channels. We're over a quarter of the way there towards getting the supporters to get the case of the books, and once we certainly have got the number of people we need, why, we'll cut off the offer, and I don't think we'll be doing this again. And Sydney, if you'd like to get a catalog, you'd like to get a free newsletter, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget Roslyn Peterson's DVD, Geoengineering. Don't forget, of course, Betty Martini's DVD on aspartame, how they're poisoning our children, how they're poisoning our food. Certainly, if you want to know how with the vaccines, it's a DVD called The Spectre Haunting America. The Spectre Haunting America. If you want to know how they're poisoning our drinking water, it's called The Hidden Agenda, and it comes with a DVD. It's called my talk on water fluoridation and how we've specifically designed a program to primarily poison blacks. And that's because the hydroflow salicylic acid increases the lead, level of lead in the blood of black children 6 times. That's for Dr. Roger Masters' work. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.